ओम शांति। यस्टरडे वी हैड ब्रदर बिथिंद्र फ्रॉम ज्ञान सरोवर एंड टुडे वी हैव विद अस सिस्टर मंजू फ्रॉम ज्ञान सरोवर। एज शिलू दीदी वॉज मेंशनिंग व्हाइल अनाउंसिंग टुडेज प्रोग्राम दैट शी इज अ वेरी वेल स्पीकर, शी स्पीक्स इंग्लिश वेरी वेल एंड शी हैज बीन टू कैरेबियन कंट्रीज, London and many other countries to give the Baba's knowledge there, because she has a very good understanding of knowledge and she has been in knowledge since last 30 years, I think since childhood, but surrendered since last 30 years. She is from the south part of India and since last 18 to 20 years she has been in headquarter in Gyan Sarovar and she gives her services there in library and also as a faculty member. So today she is here to give a talk on meditation and contentment. So we welcome her and listen to her.
Om Shanti. Actually I'm not here to give a talk. It's just we are here as a family and more smaller the group is. It's nice we could share a few things together. Rather, it's instead of, I was just, when I saw the group, I was just thinking, instead of one-way speaking, we could have a conversation together. Yeah, it's okay. You can tell something and, you know, we can share things together. Well, the last Baba's Murli, what we heard is the content in the Murli is not new to us. We have been hearing about contentment for a while, I'm sure ever since each one of us came in Gyan, we know what, you know, we've been hearing about contentment. And but it's very interesting thing that I learned. Like, we are all yogis, yeah? Baba's children, we all meditate, we are all yogis, we have a yogi life. And in common, generally, when we all explain what meditation or what yoga is to people, what generally we describe or tell them, or how do we define them? What yoga is to have positive thinking, yeah? Pure thoughts. Now, we all are in Gyan, some 10, some 20, some 30, some whatever. When we sit in meditation, say for half an hour, 10 minutes, even when the song was playing, I guess it was just for 3 minutes or 2 minutes. He didn't even play the full song. So it might be 2 minutes. For 2 minutes, honestly, well, we don't have to tell, honestly, when we sat down, was I able to completely, honestly, forgetting everything else in the world, am I able to focus my mind for 2 minutes having complete pure thoughts? Leave alone yoga bhakti we do for 3 hours or half a day, and that's a different story. But at least as long as we were sitting here now, today, did we have complete positivity in the mind for the 3 minutes while we were sitting in meditation? Nothing else, just nothing else. Absolute positive thoughts. Absolute pure thoughts. No distraction. Isn't that interesting? We have been practicing meditation for a while now. It could be, say, 10 years, and that's not a small period, though. 10 years, if I've been practicing meditation, is not a small deal. It's a big thing. Because the greatest, the biggest, the most elevated type of meditation in the world is the meditation we do. Having the direct contact with God, remembering Him directly. Don't have to beat around the bush. Don't have to go through gurus. Don't have to go through any other human beings. Don't have to go through anything mundane, anything physical. It's that I can have a direct contact with God, which is the highest type of meditation. In spite of knowing, understanding, and of course we all have experience, you know, different percentage and different in different ways, it's not that we don't have the experience of meditation at all, I wouldn't say that, but in spite of having the experience, knowing, understanding, why the mind not always connected, focused, even when I let go all the other work, other things, and when I sit for meditation to meditate, why am I not able to focus all the time I sit to meditate? If I'm not having positive thoughts, then what am I having? Because mind thinks. Mind has to think. It constantly thinks. So if I'm not thinking positive, even 5 minutes I've been sitting in meditation, not all the 5 minutes I had positive thoughts, not all the 5 minutes I had pure thoughts, then the rest of the time, what I had? Waste. Negative waste. Come again?
If I don't think positively,
uh-huh.
I might think in a direction towards.
Right, but it's an effort to think positive, yeah? You're making an effort to think positive. Towards positive. That's positive as well, in a way, yeah? Definitely. Definitely. But if I know the knowledge, well, if I think, even remember that I'm a soul, is positive. If I remember you're a soul as well, trying to go beyond your appearance, going beyond your negative things, going beyond all I know about you, and just if I'm able to consider you as a soul as well, big deal, positive. I consider I'm child of God. I remember in my mind. Experience is far away. I'm not talking about the experience part. I'm just talking about the thinking, the thoughts alone in the mind. Huh? I remember, I think I'm Baba's child, positive. Because mind holds one thought at a time. Because we think so fast that it appears apparently that mind is going too fast, there are too many things in the mind at a time, but actually speaking, there's one thought at a time. There can't be several at a time. Yeah. So more slower the thought goes, more peaceful the mind becomes. And then I understand that I'm holding one thought in my mind, and then eventually it gets focused. So it's a thought. I remember that I'm a soul. I'm child of God. It's positive, no doubt about that. But when I do, yeah. Sorry?
When you have that
Yeah. Where that eventually, it is contact with God, but then there are different stages in meditation. It is definitely contact, because you're remembering. As long as I remember, means I'm in contact. But then the remembrance, the intensity of the remembrance differs. I remember so deeply, I remember vaguely, I remember, but I still remember. I remember with love, I remember with complaints, I remember with wanting to have something, I remember to speak to that person something. So I remember, my remembrance depends on the intensity differs, but then still remembrance, yeah. Exactly. But then they remember without understanding, but we remember with understanding, that with that relationship, with that love, with that, you know, understanding. But they don't. They don't know without introduction, without recognition, without even having that love and connection, they just remember. So that has actually no value. Actually, people in the world do remember with love. I don't deny this, but they don't know who they are remembering. They might remember a bodily being, in the sense their guru as God, a deity as God, something as God, but not God as God. Of course he remembers us as well.
So I'm sure he remembers them too.
Well, we are now more thinking about ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, that's the reason they get the, you know, short time fruit. Because God remembers them and God recognizes their intensity of remembrance, and they get what for what they do. Yeah. It's not that he doesn't consider others and he just considers us. Of course, he has a lot of, you know, it's again a very precise, like mathematics. You do this much and you're getting, depending upon the intensity, if you do this much hundredfold or that much to that much. So this is a time and this is what, if their remembrance is more on a selfish, then what they get is in that way. But they, of course, they all get. It's not that they don't. Anyway, so I was just, yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, that's where I was trying to come, is like, when we are not remembering Baba, when the mind is not totally focused, all the time, like if I'm remembering Baba for 10 minutes, if I'm remembering Baba for half an hour, even during the traffic control, if I'm not able to focus totally, if my mind is not filled with positivity completely, then if there is no positivity, then there is waste or negativity. So there's waste, definitely, yeah? There's mixture, yeah? Exactly. Right. Right. Devotion, they get the fruit of the devotion, but it's not necessarily that they remember, they recognize with that relationship. Yeah, so when we have having negative thoughts in the mind is not meditation. Though I'm sitting here, I'm opening my eyes, I'm sitting in front of quietly, my body is not moving, definitely. But apparently it seems I'm meditating. But actually, my mind is not full of positivity. I might be remembering about the past. I might be remembering why this happened this morning. I went to Daddy. She didn't even give me drishti. She never gave me toli. She was giving me toli but looking somewhere else. Why this happened to me? Why I did not get Madhuban gift this time? Why my ticket has not been confirmed? I'm sitting in meditation and I'm remembering all that. Why my stomach is so upset ever since I came to Madhuban? Oh my God, I don't know if that medicine has... I'm sitting in meditation with open eyes, in red light, song, every day, everything. But what is my mind thinking is all what matters. And why am I not actually able to focus? There are different reasons. Number one, my unfulfilled desires. Yeah? I have some, as a Brahman, I still have certain desires which are not completed. And that comes up whenever mind physically, mentally, we sit quiet, all that hidden thing comes up. Actually, meditation is to cure or take away or heal those hidden things. That's all what meditation means. Right? Unfulfilled desires. Or it could be something, some past disappointments. Something from my past. Some hurt, some pain, something that has happened to me. I just wanted to forget, but I'm not able to forget. My old sanskars comes up. The sanskars. Sorry? Which one? I'm not pretty sure about that. Yeah? Sorry. It's all right. So, It's about the past that I want to forget. There are many things that has happened in each of us lives, yeah? Something negative, some failure, something not very nice, something not really pleasant has happened to all of us. Yeah? In our past. Those things come up. Why that happened to me? Why me? I did not do anything. Okay. Which I just want to forget. Maybe people who has hurt me. You know? Loss I have faced. Comes up. And my old sanskars comes up. My old sanskars that you comes up. Which I, as I meditate, now I suppress them, Now what actually I need to do is to change them, not to suppress them. Because anything we suppress, it bounces back with equal and probably more forcefully. Anything we suppress, and suppression means applying force on it, applying some pressure on it. So it has been suppressed. Soon as somewhere a situation arises, somewhere it is like favorable circumstances, a little bit is released, it bounces back with a double energy. And you would say, oh, why such thoughts coming to me when I never had, even in Laukik? You know, many times Baba says, Baba is a herbalist and is giving you the medicine. And it works from the root. Yeah? And then it comes up to you. Comes up apparently to such an extent that you feel, I was not so bad in Laukik. I never used to even have such thoughts even Laukik. Why am I feeling all such... Why do you have such vague feelings? Why do I have such vague thoughts? Why am I behaving so stupidly? You know, I was not this bad even before. So this is wherein a situation comes, we might lose our self-esteem. Meditation means to hold the self-respect always and all circumstances. No matter when my sanskars emerge, no matter someone insults, no matter some failure happens, no matter what happens in life, I have to hold on to my self-respect, because remember, God has chosen me. He is not Buddha. He knows. He is very intelligent. He is very brilliant. He never does anything at the, you know, that he has to lose. Okay, he has chosen this soul. He has chosen this soul. He has chosen this soul. This soul. He knows what to do with that soul, and he knows why he has chosen. What that special thing this soul has that he can make use of that speciality of that soul in creating new world. And without that particular speciality of that particular soul, probably creating new world may delay. So each one of us, no, we might look physically not good, Buddhas, not educated, not da-da-da. That's okay. Not earning, not good looking. That's fine, fantastic. Because Baba did not look at all these. Baba doesn't bother how you look or what bank balance you have or if you have a car or not, if you have a dog or not, or if you have something or not. He doesn't bother about that. As long he just looks at that, the speciality that that soul has. He has nothing to do with the physical thing. Your nose is big or your nose is small, your nose is... It doesn't matter for him. Yeah? He looks at the soul and he says, ah, this is what the soul has. My child, very special. He picks up. From millions, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm coming. So, and the fourth thing is, we are not satisfied. There is somewhere within the soul dissatisfaction. Unsatisfaction. We are not content. We are not satisfied with what we are now. Though we are Baba's children, we are in Gyan for that and that and that, whatever it is. Fine, that's fine. I'm center in charge, living in the center, coordinating that and this and this and that. Excuse me. Fine, that's all fine. But am I satisfied? Now this is something very, very interesting, very important as a Brahman to ask myself. You just close your eyes honestly. You don't have to speak to anybody. Just ask yourself, let me ask myself, am I really satisfied as God's child? I found God, I found the best knowledge, I found the best family. I'm in Madhuban, I met Baba. 28 times, I met da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Fine. Am I happy? Rather, am I satisfied? And the fifth thing is, we forget, or probably we have not attained the lack of attainments that makes us not content, not satisfied. We still have the desire of wanting something and we are not getting that. We are not up to the mark. And it's that bothers meditation. All these things come up in when I sit quietly in the name of God, in the name of meditation. All these stuff comes up. These are all hidden things. people talk about, you know, evil spirits attacking other souls. But what I mentioned, these 5-6 things, they are not less than evil spirits. They are after us, making us unhappy, making us run here and there, and making us so nuts. They drive us nuts. Sorry, yeah? No. Meditation is to experience a lack of attainments. Okay. Lack of attainments is like we have so much from God. And the best thing, as a Brahman, only and only Brahman can get is God's unconditional love. If I taste that real, unconditional, complete, the purest form of love, I'm so happy and content. I don't need anything else. That makes me full. Once I experience that love, full, my heart's full, I don't have any desire for anything else. But have I experienced that? Yeah, I love God. God loves me, no doubt about that. Baba also gives us a certificate that, Baba gives us the pass mark that all children have 100% love, no doubt about that. It's not an easy thing that we leave behind the world, leave behind our Lokic style, leave behind our fashion, leave behind our parties and, you know, friends and relatives and all the pleasure we had in the name of pleasure, whatever. And just be in whites and come to Madhuban in this cold weather, sit down. Not an easy joke, not an easy thing. But we are doing means we have love for God. That's absolutely no doubt. But am I experiencing God's love? So heart's content. You see in the world, people, you know, the lovers in the world out, Lokic world, a boy loves a girl, a girl loves a boy. For that little physical love, they are ready to leave the family, they are ready to leave the property, they are ready to leave home, they are ready to leave country. They go after the girl or go after the boy and they are ready to leave. So leaving something is small in comparing with love. So why am I not able to let go the past? Why am I not able to let go the sanskars when I know that's bad? I'm not able to leave them because I'm not able to get that love. If I could get that love, it's easy to leave. Because something needs to be full for me to take out something. And many times we try to take out many things and the space is empty because I have not filled in the space. So I feel so empty, even I'm Baba's child. I feel so empty, I feel so lonely. I feel so out of place. I feel as if I have nothing, I have not attained anything. And as a Brahman, our face is hung down. We walk around, move around, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Happy New Year, not happy. Nothing new, no happy. Year is going, one after the other. Happiness is like that, you know, it's like a temperature going up. You see? We forget to smile. We tell people in the world outside, smile is a very nice thing. Learn to smile. But where are we smiling? Nowadays people think, why did that brother tell me Om Shanti? I'm sure he has something, some work. Otherwise he would never tell me Om Shanti. So this morning he came to me and he said Om Shanti means definitely he has something. He has something. You see, for 1 year, we come across, but no Om Shanti. But today he personally came down to me to tell Om Shanti means there is something. So this is how some Brahmins also think. Because we forgot, we have actually... I mean, Baba says this is the life and the whole of the cycle where we can be, where we are supposed to be and can be the happiest person. The amount of happiness we experience here cannot be experienced even in golden age. Because we are unaware. Whatever, whenever we experience something with knowledge, that is the best thing we could get. When you know what is that I'm experiencing. Yeah? Because we have the comparison of both, this world and that world. And then, because it's so cold now, I know the value of heat. I know what it means to be warm. When it's so, so, so hot, then I know what it means, the value of the coolness. So now I have both the extremes and I know the value of both. You know what I mean? So Brahmins are the people who could be the most happiest people in the world. In the whole cycle. Even the princes and princesses and emperors. Emperors cannot be this happy as we could be, though without we have nothing in the pocket. Many times Dadi Janki says, my pockets are empty. I have white just gown on me and I'm the happiest person. That's true. That's absolutely true because we don't have to have anything for us to be happy. Because happiness is my original thing. I don't even have to find a reason to be happy. Tell me, we have 100 reasons for not to be happy. Why your face is hung this morning? Why you feel you look so sad? You know why? Because we have 100 things to say. There's so many reasons to be sad, not to be happy. Don't you have one reason to be happy? Why do you need a reason to be happy? Because that's what you are. That's what I am. I am that. Sugar don't need a reason to be sweet. Sugar is sweet. I'm sweet because, well, there's no because. Because sweet is sugar. Sugar, another name for sweet is sugar. Every bit of the sugar you cut into several pieces and each piece is as sweet as the next. Mango is also sweet, but the entire mango not necessarily is sweet. It might be sour, it might be less sweet. The other part may be more sweet in one mango. You know, the bottom is not is sour, the top is sweet, the side is... But when you take up the crystal sugar, every bit of it is sweet. Because that's the another name of sugar is sweet. So another name for a Brahman is happiness. Soul means peace. Soul means happiness. Soul means God's child. I don't need a reason to be. That's what I am. There are different virtues, there are different powers. But none of the powers, none of the virtues, none of the qualities are said to be a certificate. Baba always talks, Baba uses the word certificate only for contentment. People go to any university, any school to study, and after we study, we pass out that particular field of education, we get a certificate. Yeah? So So Baba says, contentment is a certificate. It's a degree. Now, why are we here in this university as a student studying? Because when we really pass out from this university, we get a certificate of contentment. And the perfect meditation means absolute contentment. Yeah. Yes, contentment is the ultimate stage where you're full. Fullness is contentment. Yeah, okay, bliss is one of the qualities that soul is bliss, experiencing bliss. Now, you experience bliss because you're experiencing happiness. You're experiencing bliss because you're experiencing love, God's love. You're experiencing bliss because you're close to God. Yeah? But then, when that stage finishes, you come back to the grass, probably you might not have that bliss. Got me? Now you finished your now in the now we are sitting in meditation. Now as soon as we are in the meditation, now we're experiencing bliss. Yeah? Now they turn off after 20 minutes, lights are turned off, and then we come back to the thing and the class starts and all that, whatever. Now you come down from that state of bliss to the corporeal, you go back to your work, we are doing our karma yoga, we are in the office. Now the state of bliss is not there. Got it? But when I'm content, even I come back to the normal, to the physical gross world, I'm still content. You got me? Yeah? Because contentment is fullness. It's just not one experience of one thing. But it's the totality of everything is contentment. You're full. Your stomach, like you've had your lunch, you have had your breakfast, you had yogurt, you had tea, you had bread, you had maybe paratha, you had another thing and another thing and another thing. You're so full. Or you had the best taste of whatever. All that mixed things, and your stomach is full. And if I'm going to offer you the most favorite thing that you like, maybe an ice cream, but for now you say, not now, please. I will definitely have, because I like it, but not for now. I don't have any more space for me to even smell that. I'm so full. If you've really eaten full meal, and then on the top of it I give you something very delicious, you would say, not really, I don't even have little space. I can't even look at it. Because you're so full. Now, why my mind wavers, why my mind wanders, is because I'm not full. It's going here and there. Why do I remember? I cling to something nice. Why do mind clings to the past, nice things or people? Because it's trying to find something. Now, why have you ever sat down and asked yourself, why is my mind wandering? When I am sitting in meditation, even though I have an important work, I've left that, I've come here to meditate. But why is my mind wandering? What do I want? Number one, where is my mind going again and again? That's what we need to know. Is my mind going to people or a particular person again and again? If I've learned that my mind is going to this person again and again, ask yourself, what do you need from that person? Why is my mind going clinging around that person? What is that I need from him? I need love from that person or hate that person, because my mind goes in both the ways. If I hate a person, my mind goes again and again. If I love a person, love in the sense if I'm attached to a person, it goes and again and again. What is that I want from that person? Yeah.
What we could
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, he's trying to say, like, if mind goes to a person, it's wandering around a person again and again, we need to check in ourselves as to that I need to clean something. It's like a reflection, my own, you know, thing. It's not something in that person, but it's within me. That's what you're trying to tell. Because I'm trying to find something from that person. I want something that person from that person. That's the reason my mind is around that. Or maybe I'm around many a times. It's so interesting that many a times mind clings to the negative past. All that thing that has happened wrong, we remember again. Once in Guyana, I remember a person. It was so like touchy. He was 82 years old, old person. He used to take drugs and he used to drink, and he was hospitalized in the he was taken to the rehabilitation center, and I used to go and visit rehabilitation center because I used to give counseling. And when I happened to come talk to that person, so why do you drink and why do you take drugs and all that stuff? One thing, only one complaint he has in his life is he's away from his family threw him out because, you know, like they was trying to tell him not to take drugs and not to drink, but then he was not able to let go of that. Only one complaint he has in his life is that as a child, when he was a child, his father did not love him. His father did not care for him. And that's a big pain that he's carrying. Even when he's at the age of 82, 83, he's not able to forget that. Every time, only thing he repeats is, my father doesn't like me. My father did not like me. My father did not take care of me. I said, that's fine, finished. You know, you're a father yourself. You have your own children. Now, are you taking care of your children? Now, why are you making the same mistake what your father made? Now, why don't you take care of your own children? But then he still was carrying that pain with him. The mind, you know, is clinging to that negative, the hurt, pain from the past. Although we know that probably he might have his own reasons. No father would like, you know, would really want to do that. Everybody loves his children, and he might have his own situation, or maybe he's undergoing whatever difficulties. But as a child, he carried that pain in his heart. And even up till that age, I don't know if he's alive now or not, but it was maybe 6-7 years ago, he has that pain in his heart. Now, many times we carry that pain. We remember, mind goes back to that pain and again and again. That's called as attachment to negativity. You know? Why am I attached to that negative things? Though I know they are negative, they are not good. That gives me pain. Baba says, past is past. Okay, I have an account with that person, or maybe that person has a situation. The person may be my father, my mother, my husband, my wife, my whoever it is, my friends, my colleague, but they betrayed my trust, or they deceived me, or whatever it could be. That's fine. It's a karmic account, finished. Now, why am I not able to let go of that? Why am I holding to that negative things? Though I know it is negative, I know it's going to give me pain. Every time I remember, my heart is paining. Now, why am I carrying that pain? Brahmins are not supposed to carry pain. Now, if I have pain, I can't smile. If I can't smile, I can't make you smile. Now, what service am I doing? Baba says, you are the person going to give happiness to the world. Like today Baba said in the Murli, don't give sorrow to anybody, but you are giving sorrow to yourself. Every time you remember the negative thing, you are causing pain to a soul, and that's you. So you have a sanskar of causing pain. Either it could be yourself or to somebody, but you have a sanskar of giving pain, causing sorrow. So the person who causes sorrow is committing a sin. So you're committing sin for yourself by giving sorrow to yourself. If I give sorrow to you, it's a sin. Yeah? If I give sorrow to me, it's a sin as well. One thing, I'm suffering, on the top of it I'm making a sin. Do you want that to happen? So when my sins will be burned, when am I going to have yoga, when I will be content? So this is the certificate that we need to take from this university, passing out from this university with the certificate of contentment. As a student, no other quality, no other virtue has a title of certificate. You're powerful. Powerful is not a certificate. You're powerful. But contentment is a certificate. That I'm contented with myself. Others are content with me. Others are satisfied with me. I'm satisfied with others. Because this needs actually a very deep, just not understanding, but the practice of being, number one, a detached observer, number two, drama. Why is this person doing this? Why is that person not doing this? Why is this person so senior doing? It's none of your business. What that person is doing is his karma. What I'm doing is my karma. I absolutely have no business to think about any soul. Because each soul has his own role to play and is playing. Now what am I doing? Am I playing my role the best? Or am I always watching somebody not doing good? I'm complaining, thinking, getting disturbed. That person is making a mistake and I'm getting disturbed. Why? This person, she said a lie, you know, she said a lie. I'm so upset. How can she tell? Well, you did not tell a lie. Why are you upset? The person who said lie is happy, smiling. But you did not tell a lie and you are upset, you couldn't sleep. Every time thinking she said a lie. So you are more sinner than the person who really lied. Yeah? And you know, I'll tell you a deep philosophy of karma. Remember, it's a secret thing. Very secret. The secret is, if you commit a sin, and if I remember that, the 50% of your sin comes to me. Me. Okay, let me repeat. If X commits a sin, and if Y remembers, thinks about the X sin, that this one did this bad thing, you know, this one did a bad thing. She's very bad, you know, very bad. That person, oh my God, very bad. Very. So more, I don't know if that person is really bad or good, I don't know. But I think, every time I think in my mind, bad, 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 what is there in my mind? Bad. So who was bad? I am bad. And I'm underlining bad every time. So actually you must have done it and you would have forgotten. Well, you did a sin, fine. You would have forgotten. But I'm remembering so many times. So, you did a mistake and I remember your mistake means I get 50% of your punishment. of what you did. I did not commit a sin, but I remembered your sin. So I become a partner for your sin. You know the secret? This is the secret. You want to become that. You want to take 50% of somebody else who did, when you didn't even do. You want to take 50% of somebody else's, become a partner of another person's sin? I'm not able to burn my own. Where am I going to take somebody else's just by thinking? And it's so free. You just get. Through remembrance, you can earn charity. Through remembrance, you can earn sin. So easy. Exactly. It's a vice versa. If I think good about a person, I become good, good, good. Therefore, don't even look at somebody. If that person is good, he's good for himself. Baba made him good. If that person is bad, that's his karma. Appreciate both. My only role is to appreciate good and bad. Because that's his role. He's not really good, he's not really bad. He's a soul playing his role according to his karma. Appreciate that person. My dear brother, the amount of time you have spent in judging and looking good, looking bad, I'm not having yoga with God. The amount that I missed God in confluence age, that's loss. If you have appreciated somebody, if you have not appreciated somebody, but your connection with God is not there. Because remember, our life is a yogi life. It's not just an hour or 2 hours that you're going to have yoga, but our life is yoga. Yoga means to love God. But even if I'm going to appreciate somebody, always remember to have Baba in between. Never appreciate person directly. And then I get caught. Keep Baba in between always. And I have no right to hate any Baba's child, because each Baba's child is chosen by God. It is his choice. Now God is not like a Buddha choosing somebody who is not good. Will you go to a shop and buy a rotten mango? When you see mango is rotten. So even little amount of dissatisfaction we have in the mind, it doesn't allow us to have yoga with God. It doesn't allow us to have any attainments. It stops us from experiencing that love from God. You see? And so contentment is very much connected with the stage or the quality of meditation we have. We have meditation for the sake of having meditation. We have meditation for experiencing the depth of the happiness. It depends upon what's my state of mind. Because once my mind is not satisfied, it's not content, then it starts wandering. Complaining, why this, why not that. Then eventually it goes to waste. And I tell you something very serious thing. Mind get depressed. Though we are God's children, many Brahmins are depressed. Not happy. Because they're not content. Speaking knowledge is very easy. Giving such classes is too easy. 1 hour. But being that is real effort. Generally people ask, what effort you're making? You don't have to make any effort. What is that you have to do? You don't have to carry the bricks and cement and, you know, build a building. what effort means to be that. Always happy, no matter what. Be content, let go things. We don't have to hold in your heart so dearly. Although we know that thing is not really good, I'm suffering from that, it's going to give me pain. Why are you holding that painful things in your heart? Your heart is not meant for it. It's a nice place, no? Heart is a secret place, sacred place. What are you going to put in your lockers? What do you put in your lockers? Huh? Isn't it? Nobody put garbage in the lockers and lock it up. Just open your heart and see. It's a safe locker. What is that it holds? Your heart has valuable things or the garbage? Filth. Unnecessary. Why am I keeping them in my heart? And if I'm going to keep the garbage in the heart, how will God sit there? Huh? God means pure. Another name for God is pure. If I have not made my heart made the place in my heart pure, then how can God sit? He would say, oh, now it's so dirty, let me go to another place. He would run away. And if God doesn't, He doesn't sit in my heart, all that I have is garbage. So meditation means to empty the bin every day. Every time you sit, see what's in your heart. Is it necessary to put that in the locker? Take it out. If you think that thing is not necessary to keep in the locker, your heart is a locker, yeah? Safe locker. Throw it out. Clean it. Amrit Vela. Every time you sit in meditation, take out. Why did this person did that? Is it necessary for me to think that? He did finish. Should I have to think that again? Throw out. I have to keep my heart clean. Because I'm responsible for my heart. Huh? I'm responsible for my state of mind. You can't blame anybody. This person made me angry. Now you sit whole day, will he come to me and make my mood right? Will he come and help me in making me happy? No. Even if that person comes once, can he come every time? Now today he will make you unhappy, he's angry, you are angry because of that, you are upset because of that. I'm not a puppet. I'm somebody else pulling the string and making me dance. I don't have to be puppet in somebody's hand. I'm responsible for myself. I have the key of my life in my hand. Don't blame anybody. I don't have to blame situations. I don't have to blame my parents, my past. Whatever happened, it's good. It happened because it has to happen. Baba has given me such a beautiful drama, knowledge. Whatever has to happen in each one's life, that was absolutely necessary. You have to be deceived, you have to be deceived. That was a lesson for us. If that would not have happened, you would not have learned this lesson. So that was necessary for you. There was a big loss, that loss was necessary in drama. Don't ask why, that was good. Thank it happened. Nothing worse happened, only that much happened. That was necessary, absolutely. No question, why? Why was I born in this country near to this center where this person is the center in charge? It's horrible. That was right. That is the right. You were supposed to be born there. That sister in charge is the right person for you. Don't try to change. Changing means running away. How far can you run away from yourself? It's your karma. It's your sanskar. It's your nature. Wherever you run, you find another person similar. How far can you run from your own self? So don't run. don't have to change, just be there. I just have to change my attitude and clean that feeling from my heart. Take it out, throw it out. Don't hold it anymore. Am I right? Am I right? Is that making sense? Yeah? Then I become a responsible Brahman, and then I can be responsible for somebody else. Then now I can really have that authority to be able to stand for you and do something for you, and that is service. I'm caught up in my own world. My likes, my dislikes. So today a cat came, and tomorrow a rat came, and the dog came, and the scorpion came. I'm caught up in my own rat and dog. So when am I going to drive away somebody else's cat and rat? You see? I'm supposed to come to you and help you from your rats and dogs. But I have no time for my own rats and dogs. So I need to come out of my own world, a little world that I've created. I'm caught up in that. I'm trapped there. I always. I don't like this. Oh, I like that so much. I wish I had this. Oh, always your wish, always you don't like, always you like, always you. Why? And so I have to come out of I. You. I do not know if that really is making sense to you. Yeah? You understand what I mean? Yeah? Yeah, never blame. When it was my turn, why this happened? Well, that was right. It has to happen, so it happened. Let me accept it. So what a big deal. God is with me. What if a person is not looking at me? If a person did not give me drishti, what a big deal. God looked at me. God selected me among millions and is always with me. Why am I not feeling that? He's right over here with me. I'm with him. Let me feel that. Let me experience that rather than going after people, going after things and going after little things. I'm leaving behind such a big attainment, going after little Cadburys. Little things. Chickpeas, Baba says, you know? Going after chickpeas. So contentment is such a pleasure. Contentment is a sense of responsibility. Contentment is something that a big degree I'm taking with me. When I leave the university, the degree I carry is contentment. It's not that I'm going to be content in golden age, but here, right here. Actually, golden age is nothing. Actually, nothing. It's just the result of what we are doing now. Yeah, actual pleasure is here. Everything gold, everything diamond. Oh, you have 36 varieties of food. What big deal. In the morning you wake up, birds will make you wake. You go to a river with scented water, you have a shower. What is that? So joy, we go in the Pushpak Viman, you have your own plane, I will have my own plane, which will not meet with an accident. What a big deal. God is there with me now. Big challenge. You have so many problems around you and you're happily smiling. Big deal. Yeah? There's no place for me to put a step. I'm still happy. I feel I'm the top of the world. I am the king. I feel that God is holding me every step. He's not even allowing me to put my step down. Feel that. He's not even allowing you to walk. He's holding you like this in his arms. What in that plane? What do you get? That's matter. But this is God holding you. Tell me which is big. So the experience here is the big thing. Whatever happening around me, with me, in my life, perfect. No complaints. No complaints. You have a genuine reason. Absolutely somebody else is doing wrong for you. It's okay, take it easy. You can always tell that person it's wrong or right, but I should not get disturbed. Look, one thing is I talk to a person. Look, I'm doing something to him. He's doing something to me. I can tell him, look, brother, this is not right or this is not wrong. He tells me, that's fine. But then let me not hold it in my heart. That's my place. That's my assert. At the cost of my inner self, I don't have to. Why do I hold it so dearly and suffer it and feel the pain and think about it again and again? Finish. Tell me how long Baba is going to be with us. Confluences is going to finish. Baba says every moment in the confluence age is a celebration, meeting with God. Am I really meeting with God every moment? Or am I just wasting away the time telling this person did this and that person did that, why this? Why he is sleeping when I'm giving such a good class? Look at him closing his eyes. That is really an insult. Forget about it. Let him close. Let him sleep. Let him dance. It's none of my business. I have to do what I have to do. I just don't have to bother. I am happy. That's a big deal. Then I can make you happy, make you smile. And the blessings I get from making you happy, that's a big thing. At least 5 minutes you were happy when I was here. A big service I've done. I don't have to give a big lecture in a big audience of 1,000 people sitting in front of me and giving ah, ha, 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 ha. I don't have to do that. But I made one soul happy. Yeah? You understood. You smiled. Big deal. Big deal. You agree with me? Yeah? No? Yeah? Oh, yeah, okay. Right. Actually, the first thing is I need to understand what are my deep-rooted sanskars. Yeah? Which are the sanskars which are very deep in me that I'm making a lot of efforts, but it's not letting, I'm not able to leave, or it's not leaving me. Note them down. Now, any sanskar, two types. One is that has come from the previous births, of course. Many of them have come from previous births. But some are the sanskars which have created in this birth itself. Yeah. And now any sanskar is created by a single thought. If I think again and again, if I do any action again and again, repeated thinking of one thought, repeated doing of an action becomes a sanskar, habit, and then sanskar. Now if I have to remove that, if I have to change that, I don't have to suppress them. Like when I sit in meditation, 12 o'clock, I know pizza. You know, for lunch today is pizza. Say for example, I love pizzas very much. It's just an example, okay? Now, I sit in meditation and as I was coming to the class, some brother told me, sister, today, lunch pizza, burger. Okay, now I'm sitting in meditation. The first thing I came, I don't know how they are making pizzas. I wish they put some black olives. And I don't know if they're going to put cheese. The India doesn't have cheese. And I'm sure Mount Abu never has cheese. I'm sitting in meditation. I'm remembering pizzas. Okay. Because well, my mind is attracted. I think about it again and again, and it becomes deep-rooted. Any thought, it just, this was such, just an example. Any thought I think again, and tomorrow when I sit back, or in the evening when I sit in meditation, now lunch is over, I had pizzas already. In the evening when I sit in meditation, this afternoon I wish they had put that, you know, it was not tasty. Well, the other piece, I should have taken the other piece, bigger piece. I don't know, I took the corner piece, no? It was small. And the other piece had more topping on it. Now, I finished eating, that chapter is closed. You know, that afternoon has gone, now it's evening, it's night, evening meditation I'm sitting. But I'm thinking about afternoon's pizza, which is over. I ate, finished, digested. But my mind is still clinging to the pizza. And next day, Amrit Vela, I think I had more pizza, I had some upset. I think because, now I'm still with pizza. Now one thought, I'm carrying it for a long time. Any thought. It could be about a person, it could be about my past, it could be about somebody else's mistake. Or it could be about my own self, even if I did a mistake. Don't carry it for a long time. Finish it. Holding a guilt feeling is a big sin. You know that? That's a waste of time. Your own self-respect. And you can't rise up. Holding your self-respect is a big thing. It's a basis in meditation. So thinking again and again. Now, if you have to change the samskara, begin with a thought. Think again and again. Focus on that. Experience it. Now this samskara begins to fade and fade and diminishes. The power, the force of samskara becomes feeble. It does, now it used to come 10 times in my mind, but it comes 5 times, it comes 2 times, and now a time comes where it doesn't bother. Even that thing is occurring there, it's happening, but my mind is not attracted. I know, but I'm not attracted. It's not pulling my mind anymore. Big deal. Because you overcome, you win over your samskar by a thought. Meditation is nothing but a thinking, focusing on the thought and feeling, experiencing it, being in it. Not avoiding. Not suppressing, not pushing down the carpet, but resolve it. Take it out. Now, whenever I look at that person, that person disturbs me. The very face, even when I sit in meditation, that person comes in front of me. No, you forgive that person. If that person has made a mistake or you are attracted to that person, what is that I need? It's a body consciousness. I have to experience being soul conscious more, become bodiless, go beyond this body. I'm not the samskar. Actually, the samskars, what I have, is not me. They are different from me. My original samskars are this. So more and more I remember the original samskars, these acquired deep-rooted samskars will go. No matter how deep a samskar is, that is not my original. They are just acquired, borrowed ones. Not my original, my own. So more and more I become aware, I stabilize my mind in my real, original, eternal samskar, this becomes feeble. I don't have to remember, don't have to entertain those thoughts when they come in my mind. And don't get afraid, oh, why it came. It's okay, don't worry. Just neglect them. And it goes away. Actually, when I switch to Baba's thoughts, that the other thoughts will automatically go away. You don't have to, don't remember or don't make effort of taking away anything. Always make an effort to put in something. Putting in will automatically take away. Don't make an effort of erasing something, but remember to tape something. Don't make an effort to let go something, but remember to put in something, remember something. then you forget automatically. Even if I sit in meditation, I remember to forget something. You don't have to remember to forget. You remember to remember something. And you constantly remember to remember. And the forgetting part automatically happens. You know, like in a tape? If you've taped something in a cassette? Yeah? And if you want to erase, you don't have to erase. You tape something on that, erasing is automatic. So it's the same absolute procedure. Om Shanti. Yeah? Yes, yes. Don't be afraid, number one. Don't entertain it. Don't get afraid why this thought is coming. Just ignore. Just neglect it. Ignore it. Ignoring is the best part. Don't entertain it. More and more you ignore, neglect, that goes away. Suppressing is you have it, but you pretend as if you don't have. You know? Like you try to forget it, but you still have it. It's like pushing under the carpet, but you still have it. And you think you have a beautiful carpet and your room is clean. But then it's still there beneath the carpet. Carpet is beautiful, no doubt. Your room apparently seems to be neat, but actually all the garbage is beneath the carpet. But one day or the other, as soon as maybe that garbage which you have put beneath the carpet will spoil the carpet one day. And the real thing comes up. So don't have to push beneath something and think, okay. But transfer. Don't have to be afraid. Don't have to suppress. Don't have to control. But just change. Okay, this thought, now just change the same thing to another. That's okay, no problem. Avoid it. Ignore it. Oh, it came. That's okay. Don't entertain. Now, what am I supposed to do now? What now? Go on with it. Yeah?
I don't even want to think about
it. It comes up. Yeah, it's because of the amount of practice that I've had thinking that particular thought for over a long period of time. Then you consciously don't have to think, it comes automatically because I've been doing that for such a long time. So that's okay. Even that comes by yourself, by itself, just neglect it. I have to think more. Every time I sit in meditation, okay, I'll tell you something easy. Every time I sit in meditation, I have to have a aim. Now what am I supposed to sit now? In 2 minutes meditation, what is that I have to experience? Remember that I have to experience something. Take a thought. Take a name. Without an aim, mind will wander. And all that it has is its past. So, if I don't give an aim to the mind, it goes back. It goes back. It goes back to the past. So give an aim. This is what I'm sitting here now for. I have an aim now. I have to experience peace. I have to get lost in God's love, or to experience, or have to forgive, whatever. Take a name and say, oh, yeah. Come again? Oh, yeah. Or maybe you can change, like if it's a bati for a long time, every half an hour. That's the reason they give us thought every half an hour. Okay, now, if you think you want to hold on, like say for example, I need to experience being beyond body. Let have to become totally soul conscious. I am in this body, but I am not aware of this body. Or I'm aware of the body, but the body doesn't pull me down. I'm absolutely a soul, pure. When I say I'm a soul, completely pure in my real state of being, my sanskars, my nature, all that comes from the body. So I'm not that. I am that pure, the pure, absolutely transparent, completely, you know. That's what I am. So I need to not only think, but feel it. And if you think you want to hold on to that feeling for a longer time, go ahead, please. And you can add on as you get into that experience. When I look at you, I need to have that same feeling when I look at myself as a soul. I know your ins and outs. I know every bits and pieces of yourself. You did this and you did not do this. But still I should be able to look at you as that pure soul, because all these bits and pieces is not you. Pure soul as I am a soul. So I should be able to look at you as a soul. This is called a soul conscious drishti Baba talks about. So practice. Let me practice that. Even the person who I hate, who has done all the bad things to me, sitting right in front of me, I should be able to have that pure drishti for that soul. That is what meditation is. Then I'll be able to go beyond the desires, hates, attachments, wants, you know, do's and don'ts. Then that experience of that unlimited God's love, what a good taste. It fills my being. It gives me so much energy. And that's it. Now nothing is bothering me. My mind does not want to go anywhere. I am so full. My inner being is so full with God's love. The pure thing. The complete, complete, whole love of God. So unlimited, so unconditional. That's it. I don't feel like thinking anything. My mind does not want to go anywhere else. I'm sorry. I'm absolutely content. I'm full. You're insulting me. Nothing is happening to me. That's your karma. You're ignoring me. I told Om Shanti. You never told me Om Shanti. I smiled at you. She never smiled at me. What big difference. She does not know how to smile. I love that person, but that person does not love me. He does not have love. How will he give me? His pocket is empty. He cannot give me. I give. I can smile, but you cannot smile. So, it's okay. I smile. I want to keep my face beautiful. So I smile. If you don't smile, it's okay. You may be in trouble. I understand. But instead we say, look, I looked at him, I smiled at him, he never smiled. Tomorrow I'll never look at him. I'm not going to tell him Om Shanti. He did not do. So tomorrow when he comes this side, I will go that side. I made up my mind not to look at that person. I will never smile at him. He never smiled at me. Why should I expect? No expectations. So what if you did not smile? I will smile. No problem. Like we expect something from a person and that person is not giving because he does not have. I want money from you, but you don't have money. How will you give me? But I want from you only. But you don't have. How will you give me? Then I am disappointed. Look, I expected this and it. But I have to understand that you don't have, so you cannot give. It's not that you don't want to give, but you don't have to give. You don't have anything to give. Otherwise, why would you not give? Why would somebody don't want to smile? But he can't smile. He don't have that happiness. How will he smile? Full, that's it. Yes. Don't worry if somebody has or not. If he does not have, give it to him. Yeah? That's it. Okay? 1 minute silence, please. Yeah? Thank you very much. Nice meeting you all. It was nice being with you this morning. Om Shanti.